طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, we are reading today, or we are in session 54. Session 54, Arabic lessons in fiqh, level 3, al-mustawa al-thalith, Islamic University Medina, Arabic Language Institute. The subject that we are dealing with today is continuation of the Kitab al-Siyam. And the subtitle is Mubtilat al-Siyam, the things which invalidate the fast. In our textbook, it's on page 73 and 74. As far as the secondary references, there are some important brief commentary in Bulugh al-Maram, the Ta'liq of Sheikh Safi al-Rahman, Rahimahullah, on pages 197 and 198, Hadith number 655 and Hadith number 660. 655 and 660 in Bulugh al-Maram, hadith related to our subject. Also, Al-Wajiz fi Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz on page 201, and Al-Mulakhas al-Fiqhi, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, pages 263 through 265, has some very important commentary. The Sheikh gave some lengthy details that we didn't find in any of the other sources that I think, inshallah, will be of benefit to us. And then there are some fatawa in the book of Siyam from Fiqh al-Ibadat by Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, pages 273, 274, 277, 278, and 279. I mean, those pages I sent to you for homework so that you can preview any of the secondary sources. And Ikhtiyarat al-Albani, rahimahullah, pages 221 to 226. There are a number of issues that may be related to our topics, number 7, 8, 11, 12, and 13. Of course, we're not going to read all of them, but some secondary sources to go back and look at this topic. In our textbook, most of what is under this subject is covered there. There are some extra details that we may find in some of the secondary sources that are important, and some issues of ikhtilaf that we're going to look at a little bit, at least. Naam. Okay, so let's read from page 73, Mubtilat As-Sawm, Mubtilat As-Sawm, meaning? The invalidators, or the things that make the fast invalid. Yani, Mubtilat, yani, makes it batil. It makes the fast, yani, lose its validity. Okay, so they have given here in the book, in the textbook, they've given us two subdivisions under Mubtilat al-Salat. The first one under Aleph is ما يبطل السوم ويوجب القضاء. Hani, that's the first one. The second one on the following page, ba, ما يبطل الصيام ويوجب القضاء والكفارة. Okay, what's the difference between these two subdivisions? ما يبطل الصيام ويوجب القضاء وما يبطل الصيام ويوجب القضاء والكفارة. The first one. What invalidates the fast and necessitates a person القضاء, يعني to make up the fast that was invalidated. The second one, ما يبطل الصيام, that which invalidates the fast, وَيُجِبُ الْقَضَى وَالْكَفَّارَ, يعني it invalidates the fast and it necessitates الْقَضَى and الْكَفَّارَ, يعني meaning that you have to what? Make up the day and you also have to fulfill the kafara. Okay, the second category generally includes one matter, and that is the second category, that which invalidates the fast and necessitates al-qadha and kafara, under this title, sexual intercourse, al-jima'ah. Under the first title, of the other things. Like, for example, under the first title, what necessitates qadha, invalidates the fast and necessitates qadha, we put under there what? What invalidates the fast and necessitates making up the day? Okay, if a woman has menses, one. What did you say? Voluntarily, intentionally vomiting. Naam. What else? Eating and drinking, first and foremost. Eating and drinking, right? What else?
Bleeding?
Bleeding. We'll talk about that, inshallah. Anything else? Okay, so these are the main things. We're going to see a few other things also that we'll talk about, inshallah, as we come to them. First, we're going to read from our textbook, and then we'll read from Al-Wajiz. Wherever there's any extra added information, then we'll look at the commentary in Bulugh al-Maram. And if we have time, then we'll look at the secondary sources of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Thaymin, and Al-Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah. Okay, so first page 73, Mubtilat As-Sawm. The first category is those things that invalidate the fast and necessitate Al-Qadha. Meaning, these things necessitate making up for the day of fast that was invalidated by eating or drinking or whatever, but they don't necessitate Al-Kafara. They do not necessitate Al-Kafara. By the way, Al-Kafara. Wa alaykum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so when you think about Ibrahim, he comes. You should have thought about him last week. Barakallahu feekum. Ahlan bikum. Our beloved Ibrahim, mashallah. Okay, the first category, it necessitates making up the day, but it does not necessitate al-kafara. Okay, so the first thing they listed, al-aklu aw al-shurbu amdan. The first things, or first two things, that invalidate the fast and require making up the day only, do not require kafara, is eating or drinking amdan. What if a person ate or drank, not intentionally, then what? Does it invalidate the fast?
No.
That's why they say what? Amdan. Eating or drinking intentionally invalidates the fast. Amma nasi fasawmuhu sahihun. As far as the person who ate or drank forgetfully, his fast is valid. His fast is valid. When he remembers, he should just stop and then continue his fast. وَلَا قَضَى عَلَيْهِ. He doesn't have to make up the day. And this is based on the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, and the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمٌ فَأَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَتَعَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ رواه الجماعة. Okay, the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, in which the Prophet said مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمٌ. What is the meaning of مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ
صَائِمٌ?
مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمٌ. The fasting person who forgets. But I want to emphasize here, the wow here is wow al-hal. That's why he said, the fasting person who forgets. مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمٌ. Whoever forgets, while he is in the state of fasting. فَأَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ. Then he, due to his forgetfulness, فَأَكَلَ. So he ate. أَوْ شَرِبَ. Or he drank. فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ. Then he must complete his fast. He must not continue eating. He must, when he remembers, stop and complete his fast. Well, how do we know it's must complete his fast?
فَلْ.
فَلْ. نعم, but a little bit more clarity. فَلْ is the أَمَر.
إنما.
He's on it, but just clarity, some clarity. The reason why we're saying he must complete his fast is because there is, it's because fell, but fa is saying as a result, and the obligation of completing his fast is because of lam, not fell, lam. Lam al amr. Lam al amr, ya Abu Bakr. I know. Yeah. I know. That's why I said he got it, but just clarify. That's the fat, the lamb. Lamb al-amr. Yani whoever forgot while he was in a state of fasting, then he ate as a result of forgetting, he ate or drank, then he must complete his fast. Fal yutimma sawmu fa innama at'amahu Allah wa saqahu. Because indeed, it is Allah who has given him to eat and who has given him to drink. رواه الجماعه. What is the meaning of Allah has given him to eat and drink? What is the meaning there? Did Allah actually give him some food?
No.
What is the meaning here?
Because he
Because he did it forgetfully, not intentionally, therefore it's attributed to Allah. Allah, because he did it, yani, not consciously or willingly, so that means Allah had decreed for this to happen. Allah decreed for this to happen, caused him to forget. He didn't intentionally do it, so that which a person does unintentionally is not ascribed to them. That is not attributed to them. So Allah says, I have given him to eat and drink, therefore there's no blame on him, and therefore that person, when he remembers, should complete his fast. Naam. Rawahu al-jama'atu.
Not hold up too long, but let me actually end the reference to really, right? Because it says, when the people said, when the people came to give us food, right? And she said, who fed you? He said, Allah fed me, right? That's a little difference in that.
That's very different.
Very much.
No, the people came and they found that she had food. They tried to figure out where it come from. They didn't give her the food. They were trying to figure out, we didn't give you any food. Where did you get it from?
Exactly.
We didn't give it to you.
It comes from Allah.
That is different. Here we're saying that Allah caused the person to do it unintentionally. But there we're saying Allah actually provided her with food. Now. Real food. Rawahu al-jama'atu. Thank you, because I almost forgot. Rawahu al-jama'atu. Al-jama'atu means what?
Al-saba'a.
Al-saba'a, meaning? First and foremost, al-Bukhari and Muslim. Shaykhan. And Ahmed. Muslim Imam Ahmed. And the four sunan. Abu Dawud. Tirmidhi. Ibn Majah, An-Nasa'i. Tayyib, Zakhalakh, Al-Jama'ah. Tayyib, yani in some of the books, some of the scholars use the word As-Sab'ah, yani that's the same meaning that is intended here, Al-Jama'ah. Yani Sahihain, the two Sahihs, Imam Ahmed, and the four Sunan. Okay, the second point that they mention here, or the third matter after Akal and Shurb, that invalidates the fast, is Al-Qay'u Amdan, meaning that a person vomits intentionally. Mean they cause their self to, yani, bring up what is in their stomach and come out of their mouth. Al-qayu amdan. Wa amma man ghalabahu al-qay, as far as the one who, the vomiting, ghalabahu, yani overcame him against his will, not voluntarily, involuntarily. Ghalabahu al-qay, fala qada alayhi. Then he does not have to make up that fast. Based upon the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال من ذرعه القيء فليس عليه قضاء ومن استقاء عمدا فليقضي. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجة وابن حبان والدركتني والحاكم وصححه وبه قال جمهور العلماء. Yani, the hadith of Abu Huraira, that's a proof that vomiting involuntarily does not break the fast. Rather, what breaks the fast is the person voluntarily, yani, causing themselves to vomit, is the hadith of Abu Huraira from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man dhara'ahu al-qay. Yani, dhara'ahu, yani, the vomit came up against his will, unwillingly. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ قَضَاءَ, he doesn't have to make up the day. وَمَنِ اسْتَقَاءَ, meaning they sought that, yani to cause this to happen, for the food to come out of their stomach and out of their mouth, then مَنِ اسْتَقَاءَ, whoever caused it, عَمْدًا, intentionally, فَلْيَقْضِي, then he must, yani do قَضَاء, فَلْيَقْضِي, this is لَمْ الْأَمْرَ again, فَلْيَقْضِي. This hadith reported by Imam Ahmed, and also in the Sunan of Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi, the Sunan of Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and in the book of Ibn Hibban, which is which book?
Sahih Ibn Hibban.
With Darakutni, what is his book? Sunan al-Darakutni. And al-Hakim, his book? Mustadrak. Wasahahahu. Man sahahahu? Al-Hakim, the last one mentioned. Al-Hakim was sahahahu. Yani, Ahmed, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban, Darqutni, all of them mention it in their books, but Al-Hakim is the one who declared it to be sahih. وَبِهِ قَالَ جُمْهُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ means? The majority of the scholars, what about it? Said this. يعني قَالَ بِهِ قَالَ يعني قَالَ بِهِ meaning this is their view. They held this view. قَالَ بِهِ يعني جُمْهُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ The majority of scholars hold this view يعني based upon this hadith that the person who vomits involuntarily does not break their fast unless they do it voluntarily, yani intentionally. Okay, these are three things that al-akl wa-shurb wa-qay, nam.
If somebody look at something haram, does it break fast?
If they look at something haram, does it break the fast? It doesn't break the fast, meaning that they have to yani make the fast over, but yani it is a defect in the fast. It causes the fast to be defective, and its reward to be reduced, and yani Allah knows best how much He will reward or what He will reward, but we don't say yani in the Sharia that a person can be ordered to make the fast over. Okay, because looking at haram is sinful, but if every sin invalidates the fast, maybe people will not, everybody will be making up the fast. Yani intentionally, sins generally are committed intentionally. The point I'm saying, yes, it's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Yani, this issue requires some discussion, and we don't have time to discuss it now in detail, but I'll allude to the point. The point is that some of the scholars hold the view that the very purpose of the fast is to achieve a taqwa. Sinning, yani violating the laws of Allah and not fulfilling the commands of Allah, is not taqwa. So if a person doesn't achieve a taqwa, there's no benefit from the fast, because that's the purpose of the fast, is to achieve a taqwa. So that means that it's serious when a person is fasting that they don't engage in sin. Looking, listening, or whatever, we should not be engaging in sin, because this is a contradiction to the very purpose for which the fast is legislated, to observe taqwa, to achieve taqwa. And taqwa means obeying Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. So this is the seriousness of the matter. As far as invalidating the fast, that a person commits a sin, does it invalidate the fast? We don't say that it invalidates the fast. What invalidates the fast that's agreed upon are the things that we're mentioning here now. Most of them, eating and drinking, sexual intercourse, vomiting intentionally. And then there are some other matters about which there is difference of opinion. If a woman menses came, or after childbirth bleeding, then that also invalidated. If she had been fasting before that, the fast became invalidated by that. Okay, those things are agreed upon. That's the next point. Number three, al-hayd wal-nifas. Yani the bleeding that the woman experiences, yani during the monthly period or after delivering her child. Al-hayd wal-nifas. Walau fi lahzati al-akhirati qabla burub al-shamsi. Yani if the menses or the hayd or the nifas came even in the last minute before the setting of the sun, the fast is invalidated. Even if it came 1 minute before the setting of the sun. وَهَذَا مَا عَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ This point that the fast is invalidated by hayd and nifas even if it was the last minute of the day before the setting of the sun, هَذَا مَا عَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ Yani there's consensus upon this matter. Okay, the next point is number four, إِنْزَال الْمَنِي. And this is the last point that comes under the category of the things which invalidate the fast and necessitate making up the day, but not, it doesn't necessitate kafara. And this is a matter about which there's some difference of opinion. We're going to discuss a little bit of it. Yani maybe probably not today, but maybe in the next session. Today we're just going to look at what's mentioned here, and then we'll see yani what we reach in terms of the discussion of this matter. This matter in Zal, number 4, Al-Mani, fi ghayri jima'a. The meaning here is that a person has emission of semen outside of sexual intercourse by some other cause or reason, other than sexual intercourse. Emission of semen in sexual intercourse is clear and validates the fast, requires qada and kafara. That's clear in jima' in sexual intercourse. But we're talking about what? The person emits semen, seminal emission, outside of sexual intercourse. That means there's some other cause for it. yani through some other means or by some other reason. They mention here بِسَبَبِ تَقْبِيلَ الزَّوْجَ. For example, the person kiss their spouse and cause them to have emission of semen. Or a person yani hugs, holds yani their spouse and cause seminal emission. أو غير ذلك, or other than that, other types of things that might cause a person to have seminal emission. This is one view of the matter. Okay, I said there's a difference of opinion about this. That this, yani emission of semen in other than sexual intercourse, because sexual intercourse is clear, invalidates the fast, and it requires both qada and kafara. But here we're talking about outside of sexual intercourse, whether the cause is by kissing or hugging or other than that, then it invalidates the fast according to one view. وَأَمَّا الْإِحْتِلَامِ فَهُوَ غَيْرُ مُفْسِدٍ لِلسَّوْمِ. As far as ihtilam, yani ihtilam means what? Person has a wet dream, emission of semen in their sleep. أَمَّا الْإِحْتِلَامِ فَهُوَ غَيْرُ مُفْسِدٍ. It does not invalidate fasting. If a person is fasting and they fell asleep after dhuhr or after asr and they had a dream and they had emission of semen in their sleep, this does not invalidate the fast. Sure, they have to take a ghusl before the next prayer, right? Yeah. But it doesn't invalidate fasting. Okay? So this point, again, I'm saying we have to come back to this point because this point is going to require some discussion. And this is not something that's agreed upon. It's not something that is agreed upon. At least Al-Imam Ibn Hazm has a lengthy discussion concerning this matter in which he rejects this view. Naam. And we may have some time to look at his view and whoever else agrees with him a little bit, inshallah. Okay, this is point number four. Now let's go to the last point. The last point being part B of the things that invalidate the fast. يعني ما يبطلوا الصيام ويوجبوا القضاء والكفارة. Those things which invalidate the fast and necessitate al-qada, making up the day, and al-kafara, expiating for it. Al-kafara. Wahuwa, this thing which requires qada and kafara, huwa al-jima' faqad. This is only, yani, sexual intercourse. Wafihi hadithu Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu. And concerning this matter, the proof for it is the hadith of Abu Hurairah. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَ حَلَقْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. A man came to the Prophet and he said, I have been destroyed, O Messenger of Allah. قَالَ مَا أَحْلَكَكَ. The Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said to him, مَا أَحْلَكَكَ. What has destroyed you? قَالَ وَقَعَتُ عَلَى إِمْرَأَتِي في رمضان. Meaning? Literally, waqa'tu means I fell upon my wife in Ramadan, yani while I'm fasting. Meaning he had sexual relations with his wife while he was fasting in Ramadan. قَالَ هَلْ تَجِدُ مَا تُعْتِقُ رَقَبَةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, do you find that which, yani, ma tu'atiqu raqabatan. Do you find that with which you can free a slave? Yani, do you have the ability to free a slave? Qala la. Don't have it. Qala fahal tastati'u an tasuma shahrayni mutatabi'ayni. Now the Prophet said, okay, you don't have the ability to free a slave. You don't own one. You don't have the money to free one. هَلْ تَسْتَطِيُ. Are you able to fast for 2 consecutive months non-stop? شَهْرَيْن مُتَتَابِعَيْن. قَالَ لَا. Not able to. Here, I want to make a note here that we may come to today or next week. Some of the scholars say that the meaning here, are you able, meaning, is there any shara'i reason that prevents you from fasting for 2 months? Not are you able, meaning are you willing to fast for 2 consecutive months? Because most people will not be willing to fast. But that doesn't mean you're not able to fast. Here the Prophet ﷺ is not asking him, are you willing to fast? No, he's asking him, do you have any shara'i excuse that prevents you from fasting. Otherwise, if you don't, you have to do it. This is the penalty. You have to fast for 2 consecutive months. Okay, I just want to clarify this point because I don't know if we're going to come to it today, but the meaning here is not, are you willing? Because if you tell people today in America, are you willing to fast for 2 months? They say, no. Is there any other options? But it's not like that. You don't have options. You have to do it. That's your penalty. Okay, the matter is very serious. It's very serious.
But let's just say I can free a slave.
No, the prophet asked him, can you free a slave? No problem.
American person.
Of course, you can free a slave, free one. Go to Mauritania or someplace and free a slave. No problem. Unless you have one here. Some people got slaves here.
Yeah.
They do have slaves here.
Yeah.
But they claim only in the Muslim lands there's still slavery. But they have slaves here. That guy that just killed himself in the Manhattan Correctional Center, Federal Correctional Center in downtown Manhattan.
No.
They had slaves. They were working with slaves. Naam.
No.
They had people in slavery.
Naam.
And they weren't even treating them decent, but they were abusing them, and they were inhumane treatment, you know. Not like the slavery in Islam, when a Muslim fears Allah, and they have a legitimate right to have a slave, and they treat them kindly, treat them humanly. But these people, no. And then they want to talk about the Muslims. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. They want to talk about the corruption in the Muslim lands, but look at this corruption. They said the guy killed himself. Probably he did. Allahu a'lam. There are too many people who definitely wanted him to be out of the picture quickly. Because too many people that Yani was in business with him, that he was Yani giving service to. Fine. Anyway, let's get on with our subject. Halaktu ya Rasulullah. What has caused you Yani to be destroyed? He said, I had sexual relations with my wife in Ramadan. The Prophet said, can you free a slave? He said, no. He said, can you fast for 2 consecutive months? He said, no. قَالَ فَهَلْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُطَعِمُوا 60 مِسْكِينًا. Then do you find, are you able, do you have that with which you can feed 60 poor people? Not 60 of your friends. 60 people that gathered in the masjid. 60 poor people. Okay? Because some people think, just go to the masjid on Jumu'ah and feed everybody there. No, you have to be 60 poor people. Miskinan. Inshallah, we'll come to that discussion. Feed 60 poor people. You have to look for them. Or if you don't want to look for them, you can put an announcement in the newspaper and call them into you. But it's your responsibility. It doesn't have to be one time. It's like you have to feed them. You have to feed them. Okay, the details of it, the point is what? That this is a tremendous responsibility. A person has to actually make an effort to do it the way it's supposed to be done. It has to be 60 poor people. Qala la, are you able to feed 60 poor people? He said, no. Qala thumma jalasa fa'utiya nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi'araqin fihi tamrun. The man sat down, or in some of the narrations said, the Prophet told him, sit down and wait. And then, a'araq, yani a container that holds 15 sa'an. 15 sa'a. 15 sa'a is how many mud?
60.
Sittuna mud. 60 mud. A container, a big container, 60 mud. 15 sa'a of tamr was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala tasaddaq bihada. Who said this?
The Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give this in charity. Yani, this is enough to feed 60 poor people. How much is in there?
60 mud.
60 mud. Yani 60 handful of dates, like this, handful of dates. Does this mean breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No.
Didn't somebody just ask that?
No.
That's what somebody just asked, right? No, this is not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 60 mud. 60 mud. He gave him 15 sa'a. And he said, give this in charity. That means that's enough for the 60 people he has to feed. Yani, one mud for every person. One mud for every person. We'll discuss it further, inshallah. But just for your question, I was just trying to wait till we came to this point to answer the question. تصدق بهذا. قال أعلى أفقر منا. يعني meaning the man is saying to him, أعلى أفقر منا. Shall I give in sadaqah to people who are more poor than us? meaning me and my family, shall I give it to some people who are more poor than us? فَمَا بَيْنَ لَبَتَيْهَا يعني لَبَتَيْهَا الْمَدِينَةِ فَمَا بَيْنَ لَبَتَيْهَا أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ أَحْوَجَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ meaning لَبَتَيْهَا the two hurra of Medina, the two ends of Medina, west and south, I mean west and east sides of Medina, yani meaning that which surrounds the city of Medina. مَا لَبَتَيْهَا means there's yani meaning in the whole city of Medina there's no what? أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ أَحْوَجَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَّا more in need. There's no family in the city of Medina more in need from this than we are. There's nobody. Who should I give it to? There's nobody more in need than me and my family. فَدَحِقَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِذُهُ. Some of the narrators said أَنْيَابُهُ. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard this man say this, look at the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if somebody was being punished and they tried to escape from it by saying, "Yani, okay, I have to give this in charity," it's not even theirs. It was given to him. It's not even from him. And then he's still saying, "Give it to who? I'm more in need than anybody else." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just laughed. Just laughed. Look at this. Look at this here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani his compassion and his love and concern for the people, his humility. Subhanallah, he just laughed. Dahika an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hatta badat nawajidhu, until his molar teeth is visible. Yani that's how hearty he was laughing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam normally doesn't laugh like that, but this was like, it was just too much for him. Like, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Qala izhab fa'at'imhu ahlaka. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, go and feed your family with it. Feed it to your family. Give it to your family. This hadith requires some explanation. Rawahu al-jama'atu. Yani this hadith also narrated by al-jama'ah. Wa fi riwayat ibn Majah wa Abi Dawood. And in the narration of Ibn Majah and Abu Dawood, it has the wording wasum yawman makanahu. Wasum yawman makanahu, meaning and fast a day in its place. Yani that day that you invalidated to fast. Okay, here's the kafara, but also the qada is still remaining. You get it? Also there's still qada, even though you give the 60 feed 64 people. Yani, he didn't feed 64, but he fed himself and his family. But I mean, that's the kafara, right? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in some of the narrations said, "Sum yawman makano," but you still have to do al qada. Yani, this hadith or this wording of the hadith is troublesome. It came in a lot of books, not just Ibn Majah, but in the narration of Ibn Majah, the isnad contains a narrator, Abdul Jabbar Ibn Umar, wa huwa da'if. In the narration of Ibn Majah, that's mentioned here, and it contains a narrator, Abdul Jabbar Ibn Umar, wa huwa da'if. Da'afahu, who declared him to be da'if? Ibn Ma'in, wa Abu Dawud, wa Tirmidhi. Yani, Yahya Ibn Ma'in. Yahya Ibn Ma'in is one of the formal scholars of hadith. Yahya ibn Ma'in and Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi all declare him to be da'if. وقال البخاري عنده مناكير. And Al-Bukhari said he has munkar hadith. Yani he has narrated hadith that are munkar, that are rejected. وقال النسائي ليس بثقة. Al-Imam al-Nasai said what? ليس بثقة. He's not a reliable, trustworthy narrator. وقال الدارقطني. Who is الدارقطني? Al-Imam al-Darqutni, one of the foremost of all scholars in the history of Islam, in ila al-hadith, in defects of hadith. And he's one of the leading scholars in all of the defects of hadith. الدارقطني said, matruk. Matruk. Yani he's an abandoned narrator. We don't accept anything from him. And so on and so on and so on. And then it is mentioned that Qala ibn Sa'd, one of the scholars of hadith, said, kana thiqa. And he was trustworthy. So what is the condition of this narrator? What is his condition? Yani his condition is that he is da'if. According to Ibn Ma'in, Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, البخاري said مناكر, نسائي said ليس بثقة, الدارقطني said متروك, and he's متروك. But this hadith, after I tried to research the hadith, I found it in a lot of other books. I found it in a lot of books of hadith, and some of them didn't have him in the isnad. So that means that even though this narration in Ibn Majah is definitely weak, extremely weak, Bukhari said له مناكير, Darqutni said متروك, نسائي said ليس بثقة. I mean, this is serious criticism of a narrator. But the hadith does have other asanid, which doesn't contain this narrator. So the majority of scholars, yani, are taking their position, yani, that the majority of scholars are taking the position that this wording is acceptable, and they're acting upon it, and that's how they're saying that the person who invalidates the fast by having sexual relations in during the daytime in Ramadan, that they not only have to do the kafara, but they also have to do the makeup day. Based on what? Wasum yawman makanahu. Yani that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that man, in addition to the kafara, you also have to make up the day.
So yeah, Shaykh, in that case, the kafara and the fada together is going to be like 61 days?
No.
Because fada is one day, and then the kafara is 2 months.
If the person is fasting, yes.
Yeah,
if they're not feeding, or if they're not freeing a slave. Naam. Means 60 consecutive days and one more day that's not consecutive. Naam. But we're not finished. There's one more line, and then inshallah, unless it's specifically related to that. Go ahead.
So if somebody who has who's rich and they hear about this hadith, knowing that he could feed 60 people, and then intentionally do it, and then
see. Yeah, if a person knew this hadith, and then they know that they could feed 60 people, so they said, I don't care, I can feed 60 people, I got plenty of money. We're going to come to that. Naam, you have a question related to this issue?
Naam, forgetfully.
Forgetfully.
I heard that, that Imam Malik rejects that if you forget and have a
people
related to it, there's no kafara.
That there's no kafara.
But Imam Malik saying that there's no such thing, so he rejected.
But Imam Malik said what?
Rejected that there is no such thing as forget.
Yeah, some of the scholars said that it's not possible that a person can forget during Ramadan that they're fasting and have sexual relations with their wife. But anyway, that is a contested issue. That's a contested issue. Okay, there are other scholars who say it is possible, and it's the same, doesn't matter. Yani, forgetfully or not forgetfully, if a person forgets, yani, if a person invalidates their fast due to forgetfulness, it doesn't matter. They forgot to eat, they forgot and they ate, or they forgot and they drank, or they forgot and had sexual relations with their wife. It's all the same. According to some of the scholars, there's difference of opinion. But let me come back to your question, Abdul Hadi. The end, the last statement of this chapter of Kitab al-Siyam is, wal kafaratu تكون على الترتيب المذكور في الحديث عند جمهور العلماء. That's the answer to your question. That the kafara, expiation, for the person who invalidates the fast by sexual relations, تكون على الترتيب المذكور. It must be in the order that's mentioned in the hadith, according to the majority of scholars. Yani the majority view is that a person who commits this act, they have to free a slave. No discussion. That's what the Prophet mentioned first. If they can't free a slave, there's no slave available, they don't have the money to, then in next in order, then they must fast 60 days. They don't just skip to feeding 60 people. No, they have to fast 2 consecutive months. Not 60 days, 2 consecutive months. However many days is in the month. They must fast, they must do that. Okay, so the last point that we're making here at the end of the lesson of this particular topic, وَالْكَفَارَةُ تَكُونُ عَلَى التَّرْتِيبَ الْمَذْكُورِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ عِنْدَ جُمْحُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The overwhelming majority of the scholars hold the view that the kafara has to be in the order that's mentioned in the hadith. Meaning, the Prophet ﷺ didn't say to him, can you free a slave, or fast 2 consecutive months, or feed 60 people? No, he said, can you free a slave? Do you have that which you can use to free a slave? Do you have it? He said, no. Then he said, فَهَلْ تستطيعوا أن تصوموا شهرين متتابعين. Then, since you don't have that, then are you able to fast for two consecutive months? He said, no. He said, then, فَهَلْ تَجِدُ Then, do you find that which you can use to feed 64 people? The majority of the scholars understand this to mean that the Prophet told him, you have to free a slave. But when he said he can't, then he said, okay, then in that case, you have to fast two consecutive months. He said, I can't. Then, he said, then you have to feed 64 people. Okay, so the majority of the scholars hold the view that the kafara is in the order that's mentioned in the hadith, mandatory. You can't jump over freeing the slave and fasting two consecutive months and just say, I'm a rich guy, it's no problem for me. I can do this all the time. I can feed 60 people, it's nothing. It's feeding 60 people. It's not a problem at all. I do that all the time anyway. No, it's not like that. You have to free a slave. If you're not able to, there's no slave available, then you have to fast for two consecutive months unless you have a Sharia reason. Person is elderly, sick, chronic illness that it doesn't allow them to fast, then that person then can go to feeding 60 poor people. Now, okay, after this is the end of what's mentioned in the textbook. And by the way, at the end of this lesson, there are as'ila on page 74 and 75. By the way, there are 12 questions that when we finish this chapter, this subtitle here, that we have to answer those questions. So I'm just giving you what the young people call a heads up. Thank you. He's not even a young guy. He knows that. I'm giving you a heads up, right? That there are questions coming after this, okay? So don't go to sleep. Now, okay, just quickly, now. We only have a few minutes, so. Now.
So the person, like you said, Jack, he can lose, he can't be a slave, but he can now fast for consecutive 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, so let's say 2 months is 60 days, right?
Okay, whatever. It's 59, 60, whatever.
Whatever it is. But the one day, is the one that's the 61 days
No, the 61, the one day, the makeup day has nothing to do with this. This is separate. This is kafara, this is qada.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do 61 to make up the day that he blew.
He doesn't have to do it in consecutive with the 2 months.
Okay.
The consecutive days is one thing, the qada is another thing. Yani the qada should be done as soon as possible,
right?
Because it's an obligation, right? It shouldn't be delayed. But it doesn't have to be consecutive. If the person took a day off and then fast the next day, no problem, inshallah. Okay, al-wajiz, yani basically has the same outline of what we just read. It mentions it in 6 points. Al-akul wa-shurb first. Al-qay, yani amdan, vomiting intentionally, third. Al-hayd wa-nifas, fourth and fifth. And then al-jima' as the 6th point. These are the things that invalidate, that the fasting person invalidates their fast. Due to which? Yani due to. That is 6 things. Eating and drinking. Yani, and if the person ate or drunk forgetfully, there's no qada, nor is there any kafara. Then they mention the hadith of Abu Hurairah that we already read. Second thing, vomiting. Except if they were overcome by the vomiting, then there's no qada and there's no kafara based on the hadith of Abu Hurairah, yani, that we just previously read. Fourth and fifth, hayd and nifas. And they said also, وَلَوْ فِي لَحْظَ الْأَخِيرَ مِنَ النَّهَارِ لِإِجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَاءَ عَلَيْهِ And even if it's in the last moment of the day, yani before the setting of the sun, they have to, yani the day became invalidated from Hayd on Nifas, and they have to make up the day based on the ijma of the scholars. The last point is Al-Jima that we just got finished reading, and they say it is obligatory to do kafara that has been mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, yani in which he says, while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came and he said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I've been destroyed. In this narration, the Prophet said to him, ma laka, yani, what's with you, what happened? And he said, I had relations with my wife, wa ana sa'im, while I was fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you find a slave that you can free? Yani, do you have a slave that you can free? He said, no. He said, fahal tastatiyu. Then, in that case, since you don't have a slave, are you able to fast for 2 consecutive months? The man said, no. He said, فَهَلْ تَجِدْ إِطْعَامْ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينًا So then in that case, are you able to feed 60 poor people? The man said, no. The Prophet ﷺ said, or the narrator of the hadith said, فَمَكَثَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then the Prophet waited. He remained for some time, and while we were waiting, there came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a container full of dates, يعني عرق, 15 ساعة or 60 mud. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أين السائلو? Where's the one who asked the question? Where's the questioner? فقال أنا. Then the man said, it is me. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خذ هذا فتصدق به. Take this and give it in charity. The man said, على أفقر مني يا رسول الله. Shall I give it to any, is there anybody poorer than me? فوالله ما بين لبتيها. And he means حرتين of Medina. There's no house of people who are more poor than my family. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laughed until his anyab. Yani anyab is different from nawajid. Yani it's up front a little bit more, canine teeth. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him to feed your family with it. And this hadith is narrated in Bukhari, Muslim, and a lot of other places. This is the summary of what is mentioned in Al-Wajiz, pretty much the same as what's in our textbook. Now, Abdulaziz. Is that Abdulaziz over there? What happened? Got me confused a little bit. I was kind of... No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes. Generally speaking, any obligation that's upon you has to be fulfilled right away. No, of course, if it's in Ramadan, yani the person has days of Ramadan remaining, the month is not finished yet, then they have to finish Ramadan first. And then after Ramadan, yani, the day of Eid is not permissible to fast, right? So then they will skip that, and then as soon as possible they should. And whoever has any obligatory duty should hasten to fulfill it. If it's due, it shouldn't be delayed. It should not be delayed, except for some legitimate excuse. Now,
Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving the man the bowl of dates, so does that mean it's permissible to make available a person to give them something to do
for kafara? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the person is in that condition, then certainly somebody, you know, can help them. Mm-hmm. It's like any other obligation, penalty, person committed a crime. Maybe, for example, somebody killed somebody by accident and they have to pay blood money. Is it permissible for people to help them? Sure. And if somebody knows that this person doesn't have the money to pay, then people can help them if they want to. In the Muslim countries, when a person has to pay blood money and they don't have money, the Muslim people help them. People give to them to help them to pay it. No, it's permissible for somebody to help. If they're in that same position. Okay, but that's after what? That's after, yani, the order, the freeing of the slave, the fasting, yani, and so on. No. I just want to make a couple of comments from Balugh and then we're going to stop, inshallah. Go ahead. Okay, so also the two hadith came in Balugh al-Maram that's related to our topic. The first hadith is on page 197, hadith number 665. The hadith that we read from Abu Huraira, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ ذَرَعَهُ الْقَيْ فَلَا قَضَى عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ اسْتَقَاءَ فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَى, reported by Al-Khamsa. This hadith, that whoever vomits against their will, then there's no making up the day against them. The fast is not invalidated. But whoever intentionally does so, then they have to make up the day. Reported by Al-Khamsa. Here, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar mentions, وَأَعَلَّهُ أَحْمِدْ وَقَوَّاهُ دَرْكُنِّي. That this hadith, yani as a point of, yani hadith, yani from a point, from the perspective of hadith, this hadith is a hadith about which there's a difference of opinion. Yani Al-Imam Ahmed considered the hadith to be defective. And Imam al-Darqutni considered it to be a strong isnad. So the point I want to make here is what? That there's difference of opinion concerning this hadith. In the explanation of the hadith, the Shaykh Safir Rahman al-Mubarak Furi, he says, قَوْلُهُ مَنْ ذَرَعَهُ الْقَيْءِ مِنْ سَبَقَهُ وَغَلَبَهُ فِي خُرُوج بِغَيْرِ قَسْط وَاخْتِيَار مِنْهُ. يعني غَلَبَهُ, the meaning of it, that the vomit just came up. And it overcame him, and it came out without him intending or without his choice, against his will. وَمَنْ اسْتَقَاءَ أَيْ طَالَبَ الْقَيْءِ فَتَعَمَّدُهُ. مَنْ اسْتَقَاءَ, meaning whoever sought that which is in the stomach to come out, to vomit, intentionally, تَعَمَّدُهُ, they did it intentionally. This is the first hadith from the hadith that's related to our topic. And the second hadith that's related to our topic is On the following page, 198, hadith number 660. And after a few hadith, skipped past them, we came to hadith of Abu Huraira, the hadith that the last hadith that we mentioned about the man who had relations with his wife. Concerning this hadith, there's an important point. He has a long discussion concerning this hadith. We don't have time to read it now. It's only a couple of minutes before the Iqamah. But in any case, Sheikh Safi al-Rahman, he gives an explanation of this hadith. And he mentions different parts of the hadith. But what I want to read, because of the shortness of time, is what he says at the end. And that is the statement of the Prophet, أَطَعِمْهُ أَحْلَكَ. Feed these dates to your family. Sheikh Safi al-Rahman Mubarak 40 says, and this, his commentary is a half a page. Half of the page is his commentary. He says at the end, هَذَا لَا يَضُلُّ عَلَى سُقُوتِ الْكَفَارَ. This is a very important point. This is a very important point. The Prophet ﷺ said, feed the dates to your family. Sheikh Safi al-Rahman, rahimahullah, he's saying, this, the Prophet ﷺ's statement telling the man, feed the dates to your family, هذا, listen to what he's saying here, هذا لا يدل على سقوط الكفارة لأجل الفقر ولا على كفايته بالإنفاق على العيال وإنما يدل على تأخير عند الإعصار. This is an understanding of this hadith which is not what is apparent. The Shaykh is saying, these words of the Prophet, feed this to your family, is not an indication that the obligation of kafara is dropped from him. This doesn't mean you don't have to do the kafara. He said, this doesn't mean that, suqut al-kafara. Since you are poor, then you don't have to give the kafara. وَلَا عَلَى كِفَايَتِهِ بِالْإِنْفَاقْ عَلَى الْعِيَالِ. Nor was it sufficient that he يعني gave these dates to his children or those who he is responsible for, that sufficed him from the kafara. وَإِنَّمَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى تَأْخِيرِ عِنْدَ الْإِعْسَارِ. يعني in the person who's in difficulty, then the kafara is delayed for them. Now this also requires some discussion. We don't have time to discuss it today. This is the end of our time. But I just wanted to read this point. I skipped the rest of the whole his whole explanation to come to this point, because the Shaykh is saying here that what you might apparently understand, the matter is over. The Prophet gave him some dates to give as expiation, and then he ended up, you know, keeping them or whatever, feeding it to his family. This is not an indication that he escapes. Rather, he's unable to do the expiation right now. So the obligation is delayed until he's able. So this is a different point altogether. I just wanted to end with this. We'll discuss it next week, inshallah, because we're going to call it a comma now. Huh? That's the apparent meaning of it. I'm saying that this explanation is not the apparent meaning of the hadith. But this is a view though. So we're just being exposed to another, this Sheikh Safi al-Rahman, this is what he's saying. Okay, and obviously Sheikh Safi al-Rahman is from the people of Hadith. He's not just making it up himself. But this is the view of some people before. Because as Sheikh Uthaymeen said, the people of Sunnah never express a view. No matter how strong they might think it is, if nobody preceded them with it. Yet the people of Sunnah don't come with an opinion that nobody held before, just because I have some proof and some evidence that I think is very strong. How is it possible that nobody of the scholars of the past held this view? Nobody knew this evidence? You the first one? Sheikh Uthaymeen said that my view concerning this is that even though the view that the majority of scholars held is this, is a strong view, but there's another possible view that has very strong evidence. And I would hold that view, except for the fact, I don't know of any scholar before who said it. I'm not going to be the first one to say this. So don't imagine that the Sheikh is making this up and he's the first person that came up with this idea. I'm just saying, this is another view. It's not the apparent view from the text of the Hadith, but it is a view. And we're just looking at different views, right? I mean, we're open-minded to hear what the scholars are saying. This man is a scholar of Hadith. And he's saying this, And we don't believe that he's the first person who said this, that he made it up himself. Anyway, we're going to stop here. We have to stop because it's time for the count.
So the man brought the date of the Prophet
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, the man didn't buy the dates. Somebody came with some dates and they gave it to the Prophet told him, give it in sadaqah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum.